This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's actually Sabres Live Unplugged. I don't know if you're noticing the acoustics today. Being back in the arena. I've missed this place. Remember we went through like an entire month from December to January without a home broadcast? And like then we had the Four Nations break. I'm like, okay, I just want to clamor more time. But the literal sense of unplugged is if something doesn't work in the arena tomorrow, it's my fault because I unplugged something here moments ago. Well, to create a little bit more heat. So I'm worried it's one of those things like, whatever you do, don't unplug it.
Because we have the best crew in the world. They'll figure it out. We've once blew off all the breakers during the COVID season.
The arena was so frozen because there were no fans.
Like 7 or 8 heaters around for everybody to keep warm. And it like everything blew up, like the breakers went out.
It was wild. And I felt such a comfort with our crew back then because I wasn't the only one that was near death hypothermia. Everybody was wearing massive coats, hats, gloves all the time. And no one would be able to debate it in the public because they weren't allowed in.
No,
to feel what it was like for those games in an empty environment. It was, man, oh man.
It was wild, but you know what? I never had a heater with me before then. I always felt, oh, everything's good. And to be honest with you, Duffer, like last game against the Rangers, when they opened the door on the 200 level, you could feel the cold air coming in. But during the game, I turned the heater the other way. Like it was
full house, lots
of energy, lots of intensity in the building. It kind of warmed it up.
So Sabres won 5 of 6. They get the Ducks tomorrow. We're waiting to tomorrow to see whether Zucker. Zucker, I knew I was going to. Yeah, yeah. I knew this was bound to bite at some point.
They're a duo. Tucker.
Alex Tuck, Jason Zucker did not take part in practice today. James Reimer did not either. Reimer had a family reason. So we're going to find out about the two wingers tomorrow. Dahlin is flying, 6-game point streak, 12 points in that stretch. The Ducks are actually flying, 7-1-1 in the last 9. And over the last almost 5 weeks in the NHL, the top teams, Winnipeg, Detroit, Dallas, Washington, Tampa, and Anaheim. That's how good the Ducks have been. That's the company they are keeping coming in off of an overtime loss yesterday to Detroit. Now, at the top of that heap, as we try to rapid fire through here before closing the show with best and worst of the weekend, I don't know if Jeff put it out on social, but, you know.
Yes, he did.
Okay, put it out, you know, willing to chime in, take your responses. Obviously, we're going to dive in, and that will feature the Amerks and some talk about them from my standpoint coming up. We talk a lot about Winnipeg. They've won 9 in a row.
Yes.
How good are they? Seriously.
They are, like, if not the best, like, a team that you cannot look away because they have everything you would want. They have size and offense. They have speed. They have an underrated defenseman who didn't play over the weekend because Josh Morrissey was sick at the Four Nations Faceoff, missed the final, wasn't even in the building last Thursday, like when they played. He was like kept away and he missed the weekend, but he's great. Connor Hellebuyck, obviously. They have everything in Winnipeg right now. Scott Arneil, love what Scott Arneil is doing after taking over from Rick Bowness. Got a cheer for a former Sabres assistant coach and player. So Winnipeg, to me, they've put it all together. Even their depth. Their depth is fantastic, especially up front.
Okay. Emphasis on rapid fire here. So didn't mean to stay on Winnipeg too long. However,
you got me passionate about them.
But really quick, though, because of everything you just said about the Jets, what do they do at the deadline?
I think they need a second-line center. And it depends if they want to elevate a couple of guys and how they get it back with their injuries. But I think they need a second-line center. That's what I would focus on right now. Shifley, somebody after that.
Washington has one regulation loss in the last 21 games.
Yeah.
How good are the Capitals?
Well, the Capitals are surprisingly good. I will keep saying it. Like, on paper, this is a team that should not be one of the two teams in the NHL that are playing over a 700-point percentage in the league, and they are. So I like what they're doing, but it's the little things. It's the way they defend. It's the way Spencer Carberry's got him playing. It's the way that Ovechkin, after 0 points when they scored 8 goals on Saturday, he's like, you know what? Hold my beer. I'll show up on Sunday. And then he has the empty net goal. I get it. But the one-timer, he was a force on Sunday. So to me, that's what they can do. They can have Ovi nothing on Saturday, come back through with a great performance on Sunday.
You remember last week's discussion, winners and losers out of the Four Nations, and I said Washington?
Yeah, because
15 goals in the two games this weekend. It is unreal what they are doing. They had, again, a strong, solid performance in goal. Their tandem, looks incredibly comfortable playing off one another like just about nobody else in the NHL in a rotation form. Absolutely. Seriously, like, I can't even describe, like, how thoroughly I enjoy watching the Capitals play. Now, it's trending in the direction that when Ovechkin, this year or next, breaks Gretzky's record, that it will happen on an empty netter. Do you know Ovechkin has 7 empty netters this year? Do you know what the record is for empty netters in the season?
12.
No.
Oh, I don't know. I just took a chance.
9 is the record, co-authored by Ovechkin in 21-22 and Pavel Bure in 99-2000.
So that's amazing.
He's 2 away from tying, 3 away from setting yet another record. And I just feel like that part of it now is inevitable. He's going to get 10 or more empty netters this season.
It's amazing because if you thought of, okay, you're up a goal, the other team pulls their goalie, who are you going to have on the ice? These defensive specialists, right? And Pavel Bure was not a defensive specialist, but he also was so fast that he would get to a puck, be cleared in the neutral zone, empty netter. Mm-hmm. Ovi just likes to shoot from everything. Like, the Ovi empty net goal yesterday was a block shot. Well, a block shot. It was a broken stick on a one-timer from the high slot. He's in a good defensive position. He gets it. He shoots it 120 feet, 130 feet down the ice. Like, it was like from inside the zone. And he's not afraid of taking those shots, especially up 6-3. Who would be afraid of taking that shot? But good on Ovi. But I don't think he does it past Gretzky on an empty net goal. I think it's going to be like a goal where you can celebrate.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I overstalled the Caps winning ways by 1 here. I could be wrong. I think it's 13-1-6 in the last 20. I might have got ahead of myself there. But regardless,
they may get to 14 before you know it. They're pretty good. Yeah. And it's still a team that you're looking at the Metropolitan Division. They could be on cruise control and still win the division. They're 14 points up on Carolina and New Jersey.
Yeah, unbelievable. Just watching them. I mean, Do you see some of those passing plays against the Oilers?
Oh, that line,
my goodness.
Like, the line of Pierre-Luc Dubois with mm-hmm. Tom Wilson and Connor McMichael, like that is so much joy to watch at times. And Tom Wilson, obviously everybody was talking about maybe should have been with Team Canada at the Olympics, whatever. Connor McMichael has been great, but Pierre-Luc Dubois, most importantly, like the return of Pierre-Luc Dubois and the way that he's played has been great.
You were not bullish on Tampa recently. They've now won five in a row. What do you think?
Well, I think Vasilevsky is a big part of that. I think he can definitely still play at the highest of level. Look, Tampa is a team that I think is a playoff team. I don't think it's a team that's going to knock you out in the playoffs. I think the matchups in the playoffs are going to be tough for Tampa Bay because they're lacking in depth.
They're going to win the goalie matchup. You said it.
That's what it is. Yeah, I get that.
He's been. And by the way, I haven't asked you this in a long time. Who leads the NHL in shorthanded points?
Ooh, shorthanded points. Well, Tucky had three shorthanded goals, but I don't think he has enough shorthanded points. Who was leading earlier? Like that was
seven times I asked you earlier. It was Sam Reinhart.
Yes.
It's no longer Sam
Reinhart.
Okay,
good. Who is it?
Brandon Hagel.
Okay.
He has seven shorthanded points after a stunning shorthanded goal last night to open the scoring for Tampa Bay. Oh, that leads me to another trivia question. Ryan McLeod is a co-leader in the NHL right now in this category. What is it?
Shooting percentage.
Yes. Dude, you're unbelievable. He's at 25%.
I was going to say,
he's
like,
tied with Mark Scheifele.
He doesn't shoot a lot, and he's had a lot of production. Great return on the investment right now when it comes to the Buffalo Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
At both Zucker and McLeod especially, but McLeod, like, getting some production, but doesn't shoot a lot,
no.
But finding the back of the net.
So L.A. is worthy of a mention. They have, incredibly, an 8.26 home points percentage, and they have by far the most home games remaining on the schedule. They have 18 home games to go.
Yep.
If it continues, they might end up a little bit higher than where they are right now in the Pacific. We're going to take a quick break, get back with best and worst of the weekend, hopefully have time for just about everything, which would include Bandits, PWHL, and more of your input here on Sabres Live.